Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about residential pricing and overpricing.
I'm Marcia Edwards, a residential broker with Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Renee Nelson with PacWest Commercial Real Estate. Marcia, let's talk about pricing residential. Walk me through your system.
Well, before I go there, I want to give you a don't be this seller situation. I went and showed homes in Santa Clara this morning, and there's some people that are pricing their home above what things are selling for, excessively anticipating what the result will be in the market today. And you can't really anticipate what your sales price is today. It's odd to say that as a realtor. You can do an educated guess, but the market is really unpredictable and appreciating at a crazy rate. So what we've got to do is we've got to look at the situation with a bump down. Should price based on what's been proven historically, even if it was last week, a couple properties had sold, but don't price forecasting an additional appreciation or you'll miss the market. So if you're at 350, then you're going to see everyone at 350 and below. If you go to 355, you're missing everyone below 350 in your search parameters. So you eliminate a lot of the heat by going too high, too aggressively, too fast.
Now that's really good insight. Plus, if someone gets crazy in a bidding war and they start bidding up and now they're at 360 because they're trying to entice your seller, if your seller says, oh, let's take that offer because it's top dollar and that's what I want, you're going to have a hard time supporting that with comparable properties, and that deal's probably not going to close if they're getting financing, right?
That's right. There's more than 30% of the sales right now are cash. So you've got to balance. You've got to be able to either guarantee that if it does not appraise, you'll pay the difference as the buyer and absorb that risk. Or you've got to understand that you're going to have to compete and take the risk as a buyer at putting your neck out a little bit in pricing despite the appraisal. But as a seller, what you're suggesting, that's the value and the treasure of a cash offer, is there's no appraisal that will justify or cap your sales price.
Okay, so you said something really good. Let's circle back to that about as a buyer committing to pay the difference in cash if it doesn't appraise. Walk the listeners through that. I know you do it every day, but walk us through it.
So in financing, there is part of the process is getting it appraised so that not to the benefit of the buyer or the transaction, but to the benefit of the lender, make sure there's sufficient collateral available in that house to resell it if that buyer walks on the lender. So in that process, what they're doing is making sure they can justify the sales price. If it does not appraise at the price of the sales, there's usually a gap of maybe $10,000 to $20,000. You want to cap what you're willing to do, but you may want to cover that gap and say, hey, we'll bring in another $10,000 to make this continue, even if it does not appraise.
Okay, good information.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Renee Nelson with PacWest Commercial Real Estate. Have a fantastic evening.